Okay, let's do news outside the Laguna bubble. A huge manhunt is underway for surviving members and accomplices of the Islamic group that killed 129 people in Paris on Friday night. Police have named Salah Abdeslam, 26 years old, as a key suspect. He was reportedly stopped by officers in the wake of the attacks, but then let go. Meanwhile, French aircraft have attacked Syrian stronghold of IS over there, obviously in the Middle East. Latest reports from France say police investigating the assaults have carried out a series of raids. French media organisations say major police operations have taken place in Bobigny, a suburb of Paris, Jumont, close to the French border with Belgium, and the southern city of Grenoble. The Islamic State group has said it was behind Friday's gun and bomb attacks on Parisian bars and restaurants, a concert hall, and the Stade de France, the country's main sports stadium. Seven attackers died in the assault on the French capital, most of them after detonating suicide belts. Wow, how crazy do you have to be? Mm. All right, in sort of related music news, Motorhead, Coldplay and Foo Fighters have joined U2 in cancelling gigs in the wake of the Paris attacks. Foo Fighters, who were due to perform in Paris on Monday, have called off the remaining dates of their European tour in light of this senseless violence, they say. Rock band Motorhead, who was scheduled to perform in the French capital on Sunday, will now play there in January. The band's former drummer, Filthy Animal Taylor, died last week, aged 61. Coldplay, meanwhile, in happier news, called off his live stream of a concert out of respect for the terrible events in Paris. Paris actually celebrating that Coldplay not playing there. And Friday's attacks hit a concert hall, a stadium, restaurants and bars. Of the 129 people killed, 89 when gunmen stormed the Bataclan concert venue where Southern California rock band Eagles of Death Metal were performing. The band members were unhurt, but Nick Alexander, a British guy selling merchandise at the gig, was among those killed. Yusuf Islam, also known as Cat Stevens, has sent love and condolences to the family of the 36-year-old swag guy who worked with the musician on a tour last year. Democratic hopefuls have been going on about this on Friday night. Varying degrees of outrage there. Interestingly, this is an interesting story, I think, as an aside. Australia's immigration minister has rejected a call by an MP, Member of Parliament, to close its borders to refugees from the Middle East in the wake of the Paris attacks. So somebody's hair's caught fire and they're going, right, don't let any more of these people.
Yeah.
Andrew Fraser, a Conservative MP, made the call on Facebook. Message to Malcolm Turnbull: Australia does not need Middle Eastern refugees or Islamic boat people, he wrote. But Immigration Minister Peter Dutton said Australia would not back away from a decision to accept 12,000 refugees from Syria and Iraq. Australia obviously faces a very different situation than countries in Europe that have land borders, Mr. Dutton told reporters. A Syrian passport was found near the body of one of the suicide bombers involved in the Paris attacks. The passport's holder had used it to enter Greece as a refugee. It's not yet clear if authorities believe the passport's holder was involved in the attack. It was an egalitarian attack. It could be that one of the people that was killed in the attack, one of the Parisians, was also Syrian,
right.
You know. Mr. Fraser is an MP with the Conservative state government in New South Wales and thankfully has no direct influence on national policy. I editorialised there a little bit, but that's the way I feel about it. You know, the United States, we've agreed to take 10,000 people from Syria, and Hillary Clinton is saying we should take 65,000 people, because Syria is a mess right now and there are lots of refugees. So, yeah, it's a pretty sad situation all round. Easy to lay blame, of course, but it's just a mess, isn't it?
It's a big fat mess.
Yeah, so there you go. Big fat mess. Yeah. That it? That's all you got? I know. I don't know what to say about it. It's just absolutely shocking. Anyway, we'll do the weather in a bit because it's very windy here in Laguna Beach. And James Pribram's going to call in a bit and we'll find out what it's all about. You are with KX 93.5. This is Daily Scramble Live.